Hello and welcome to our reflection for today, Wednesday the 10th of April. We're continuing to reflect on the Psalms as we go through the season of between Easter and Pentecost. Today we're giving thanks for a rescuing God. Into your presence we come, God of grace and peace, who was and is and ever shall be the Eternal One. Eternal One, for whom both day and night are both alike, still our mind and body, that we may pause to sense your presence with us in this time. Amen. Today we're going to read some verses from Psalm 116. On your screen you'll see words from verses 5 to 9, but I'd like to start to read at verse 1. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice, he heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. The cords of death entangled me, the anguish of the grave came upon me, I was overcome by trouble and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord, O Lord, save me. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the unwary. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. For you, Lord, have delivered me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The time of thy kingdom come is a time for us to pray that people may come to know Jesus. The Psalms invite us to tell the story of God and our own stories within that story, sharing ways in which God has touched our lives. Today's psalm builds on that and points us towards thankfulness. In verse 3, the writer says that the cord of death entangled me, and I was overcome by distress and sorrow. This perhaps encapsulates the struggles and battles of life, and it is in times like these that we turn in our helplessness to God and find the way forward. Those little experiences of the grace and compassion of God spill out from the psalmist's mouth. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord has been good. Now, of course, God offers so much more than what we have already experienced and what we hope our friends will experience. The psalm hints at this in verse 8, referring to freedom from death. And we, although we are reading these words 2,500 years since they were written, are reminded that in Jesus, the Son of God, we have someone who came to the world to embrace us as sinners and to set us free by dying on the cross. I think that perhaps the psalm does three things for us. It draws our attention to what God has already done for us. Calls us to share our thankful stories with our friends, and perhaps it invites us to pray for those who do not yet have a sense of God's care for them, who do not yet know how to say thank you to God. So we're now going to come into a time of prayer. There's going to be a short period of silence in this prayer time, and I'd like you to pay attention to it and think into it. So friends, let's pray. And as we sit with God, we pray, come Holy Spirit, fill our hearts with deep thankfulness for all that God has given us so far. And today we pray especially for our friends, perhaps those who don't know you, perhaps friends who are in need of you. In quiet now, we think of those people who are in need of you today, who are in need of you in their lives, and we hold them up to you for your blessing. Lord, we pray that they would know you in their lives and know how much you can do and do for them. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we pray for our friends and people who may need to know God better, let's bring our prayers together and pray in the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And let's open ourselves to God as we pray, and perhaps praying this prayer also for those who we would like to know Jesus better. Loving Lord, increase our hope and trust in you. Dispel our apathy, inspire our imagination, and deepen our commitment to journey with you. May we find courage and humility, patience and strength to carry hope into the world and allow your light to shine from within us. Amen. May the love of the Creator go before us. May the life of the Redeemer be within us. May the joy of the Spirit shine through us. Amen. Let us walk in the light of the Lord, that he may teach us his ways, and we may walk in his path. Well, that brings our reflection to a close for today. Please join us for further reflections here on Facebook each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Wishing you every blessing for today and the rest of your week.